This is the Joey English Show, Red Hot Treasure Chest for Restaurants and Romance.
Okay, Joey Pals, presented through the generosity of Dr. Wendy Roberts. Wendy Roberts, MD, the rock star dermatologist. You can get a free consultation, 346-4262.
Hi, Joey Pals. This is Dr. Roberts. You know, healthy skin is beautiful skin. So let me take years off of your face and make you look as young as you feel.
Now, in the treasure chest, speaking of food, you've got a gift certificate from 849 Restaurant and Lounge. 849 is the name of the restaurant. 849 is the website. 849 is the address. And the phone number is 325-8490. Then you've got a gift certificate for Lulu California Bistro. 200 South. You've been there? Lulu's?
Yeah.
Yes. 200 South. I've been to all these. Are you kidding?
Oh, yeah.
I may keep this. 200 South Palm Canyon, lulupalmsprings.com. Got a $50 gift certificate for Peaks at the top of the tram. Anybody been up there?
No, but all that snow. Wow.
Oh, wouldn't that be beautiful?
Hi, Joey Pals. This is Chef John from the Peaks Restaurant at the top of the Palm Springs Aerial Tramway, and I'm looking forward to serving you at the top of the mountain.
And new to the treasure chest, Grand Central, over 160 La Plaza. The website is grandcentralpalmsprings.com, 799-7185. And they're not only a restaurant, they're an art gallery. See, a feast of different kinds for your eyes. Wait till you see the art in Italy. Okay, it works this way. How many children total do you have, Gary?
We have 30 children.
No.
How many children do I have? I don't have 30.
I'll be here all day.
I have 3 children.
Okay, how many children do you have, Mom?
One.
One. This one. Okay. So that's, and you guys are here. So 3 and 1 is how much? 4. And your 2 is 6. And my 3 children is
9.
I don't do math. We'll take the 9th caller at 323-JOEY. 323-5639 on your mark. Get ready, get set, go. And if you're caller number 9, okay, I'll mail out 849 Lulu's Peaks in Grand Central. Thanks for making this show what you have. I'm in my 28th year. All I ever wanted to do was be a singer, have babies, and entertain. And I got to do all of those. Thank you, God. Thanks for coming in, girls.
Thank you for having us.
Okay, Joey Pals. The last show on Friday as we head out the door belongs to Animal Samaritans. And it's always hosted by Valerie Katz, which we kid her about because they have lots of dogs and her name is Katz.
Yes, 3 dogs, no cats. The dogs aren't allowing it right now, but I do love kitty cats,
yes,
too. I hope to have another one sometime.
Oh, and who'd you bring with you as if we didn't know?
Jared, and he brought with him...
Miles. My little puppy, Miles.
Oh, look at that. Look at he's yeah. Joey Pals. Miles is kissing his daddy. Oh. You'll see the picture. Miles is the cute one. You walked right into it.
You're not lying about that.
Walked right into it.
That I did.
What do you got, Val?
Well, we have a lot of stuff coming up, Joey. There are, of course, lots of events going on this time of year. And we want to invite some, everyone to come out and join us for a few of our fundraisers. One of those being on March 12th.
Okay, this is the 10th, so March 12th is Sunday?
March 12th is a Sunday.
Right,
yes.
Okay.
And so we're going to be having a drag bingo, and that's going to be at the Roost in Cathedral City, which is right there in that center next to Mary Pickford Theater, right off of Palm Canyon 111. We're going to be there for the drag bingo from 12 until 2:30, and it's going to be a great time.
When you say drag bingo.
So we'll have some of the Valley's favorite drag queens hosting the bingo.
Oh.
And it's always fun. They're very entertaining. They bring all of the excitement. And the Roost is a really fun place, too. If you've never been there, it gets very busy, gets packed. So if you are coming for bingo, definitely come early. They're going to have some great prizes. And again, all the proceeds are going to benefit Animal Samaritans life-saving programs.
Curtain number one, March 12th. Go.
Yes, it's going to be a lot of fun. All right, well, curtain number two, and we are very excited about this one because this is going to be our first event with the Coachella Valley Firebirds hockey team. And I'm extra looking forward to this one because I've not seen a hockey game ever.
Oh, you're
kidding.
So it's
going to be my first hockey game.
I don't
yes.
know where she's been.
I know, right? Well, in the desert. We didn't have hockey for a long
time. I've sang every
time.
Home anthem, every home game. For the Detroit Red Wings for 4 years.
Did you?
And Trevor skated for the United States hockey team for the Air Force in Europe. He skated at the Air Force Academy.
Wow.
His son, Trent, I love this. He's a hockey champion in the state of Colorado, and the name of his team is the Raiders.
Oh.
And they're Denver Bronco fans.
Okay.
But the name of his hockey team is the Raiders. I got even. But go ahead. So you'll love hockey.
So yeah, and you know,
women love hockey.
I cannot wait. And they're doing this event for us. We are the beneficiary of this game, which is going to be taking place on March 19th.
March 19th.
Okay, so mark your calendars for that, and it's called Pucks and Paws. Pucks and Paws, yes. Now, they're playing San Diego that day. The game's going to start at 3 o'clock, but before the game, starting at around 12 o'clock, we're going to be out in the yards, mm-hmm. and we're going to have some adoptable animals,
oh.
and we'll have a little booth out there so you could come by, maybe meet your new best friend, and then, you know, once the game starts, we'll all go in, watch the game, have some fun, and then they're going to play a little video that will tell the audience all about Animal Samaritans. They're going to have an auction with some items that, you know, some of the players have signed, all
oh,
sorts of cool things that can be auctioned
cool.
on. And, of course, we'll get the proceeds from that. But another really neat thing about this, Joey, is that if you want to go to this particular game on March 19th at the Coachella Valley Firebirds, you can purchase tickets through our link on our website,
oh,
and we'll
good.
Get a part of the proceeds from those tickets
oh.
that are sold too. So if you're going to the game, please purchase through our link because that's going to help us too. And you can get to that link at animalsamaritans.org/events. And
question.
Then it's going to have the list of events and just click on this
so
one.
So if I'm out there and
yeah.
I adopt an animal,
mm-hmm.
I can't go in the game at Acrisure Arena with the animal.
Well, that is true for this game. But
maybe
if you,
you
adopt
the
animal, some people that are coming specifically to adopt
okay.
might not actually be going to the game.
Okay.
So you don't have to have a ticket for the game to actually come to the adoption event.
And remind me, if you adopt the animal, what do you get with the animal? You get,
well, the animals are all spayed or neutered, they're microchipped, they're up to date on their shots, vet checked, all of those good things.
Good.
You know, it might even be possible that if you were going to the game and you did fall in love with an animal and you passed that adoption application, we might be able to take it back to the shelter and you could possibly pick it up the next day. I'm sure we would, you know, work something
surely.
Out for the right home.
Curtain number one is the drag bingo. I thought that had to do with race cars. And curtain drag, it's an old term for grease people. The Coachella Valley Firebirds is the second event. What you got for third?
Well, the third one is a little bit further out, but I do want to go ahead and mention it
sure.
so that people can mark their calendars for it right now, because this is a second annual event for us. Last year, we had so much fun with this. It's our second annual Catterday Breakfast.
I remember that.
Oh my goodness, it's so much fun, yes. And it's going to be happening again this year at the Kempton Rowan right there in downtown Palm Springs. They're so good to us. They let us take over their lobby, and that's going to be from 9 until 11 a.m. on April 29th. The cool thing about this, last year we did it in June. It was really successful, but we did want to try to get it in spring when more people are here. So we're very excited to have that April 29th date.
What do you call it again?
Catterday Breakfast.
Catterday.
Yeah,
yes.
And we just, we request or suggest a $20 donation. And for that $20 donation, you get a big, full, delicious breakfast. And you also get all the mimosas you can drink in the morning. So it's a really good time. And, of course, all the proceeds will benefit our feline fund.
Thank you. It's about
yes.
time.
All for the
kitty,
cats.
Kitty, kitty, kitty.
Sorry, Miles, you're not invited.
But we have a doggist for Miles.
Doggist, that's
doggist
right.
Doggist is for all the doggies. That's
so
in August.
So do we get all of your report in?
Yes, yes,
okay.
But we do have some other news at
yes.
our clinic, which is
here's
very exciting.
Jared.
Yeah, here's Jared. So at our Thousand Palms Clinic, we're excited to announce we have a doctor of ophthalmology.
Animal Samaritans, Wednesday, March 8th, announces a pet ophthalmology service with Dr. Pamela Coe.
Correct.
Now, it's in the Daily Date Book.
Yay, yes. Thank you.
What on earth is a pet ophthalmologist?
Well, just like you go see an ophthalmologist to help you with your eyes, pets need it as well. And so, like some, we just have a rescue litter of kittens. They had a really bad upper respiratory infection, and they had problems with their eyes.
Oh.
So an ophthalmologist would be able to help and make sure that they get the care needed so that they don't have to lose their eyes or be blind.
Do cats or dogs or animals, do they get cataracts?
Oh,
do
yes.
They,
yeah.
They
yeah.
do?
I actually had a dog that had juvenile cataracts, so was born going blind. Mm-hmm. And you know, ophthalmology services like what we're offering, you can now do laser on a dog with cataracts. And just like with people, they can see again.
Yeah. Yeah,
no contact lenses, though.
Ooh, you know, I don't think so.
Gee whiz. What a specialty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She became, it's a lady, isn't it?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Pamela.
Yeah.
She became an veterinarian.
Yep.
And then an ophthalmologist.
Yeah. So she specializes.
Pet ophthalmologist.
Yeah. So,
gee whiz.
So we have urgent care, we have pet oncology and ophthalmology. All at our Thousand Palms clinic, and urgent care also at our Indio clinic.
God, I'm writing.
Yeah, take all those notes, Joey.
I got it. Is that expensive? I would imagine. Can you get an insurance policy for ophthalmology services for a pet? Do you know?
There definitely is pet insurance available to pet owners. Now, what all that covers is probably different between the different pet insurers, but I've always thought it was something worth looking into.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Gee whiz. Is she busy?
Yes.
So I wonder, I mean, how do you know if your pet needs an eye exam? They start bumping into things?
They can.
That's definitely a sign.
Like Bandit, my senior chihuahua, he has like that white kind of glaze on his eyes from cataracts.
Oh.
So if you start to see that or notice changes, and when you're walking, if they're a dog and you walk and they're unfamiliar, they don't know how to get around. If you have a cat or, you know, your dog inside and they stare at walls or just kind of bump into things or seem lost or confused trying to find food, water, the litter box, you might want to book an appointment with an ophthalmologist and get that checked.
How does she can't have them read the chart across the room? Does she do it all just by examining? Or do we know yet?
That I'm not sure. Yeah. I have not seen this in practice. I can't imagine,
huh?
You know, oh, is it an E or is it left,
right,
up, down?
I think they say, is this a bone or is this a ball? Can you see the bone or the ball? Which one? Which one am I holding up?
Because if you put food down, the dog or cat would sniff it. So that wouldn't be a vision test.
Right. That's a good point.
Yeah.
Find out. That's fascinating.
It is. Mm-hmm.
Gollies. Okay. What else didn't we cover? We got a minute left. Make it good.
Well, I would just want to, you know, just remind everybody once again to join us at these upcoming events.
Yes.
Drag Bingo happening on March 12th. The Coachella Valley Fireworks Hockey Pucks and Paws Benefit for Animal Samaritans, March 19th. And get those tickets, please, through animalsamaritans.org/events. And, of course, we have our April Yappy Hour at Margaritaville on April 13th. So
got it.
Make plans to attend. We're a fun bunch. Yeah.
And isn't that going to be most likely our last Yappy Hour
of
season?
It might be. You know, every now and then, if the weather cooperates, we can do it in May. We just always want to make sure that it's not too hot for the dogs, of course. But if it's too hot in May, this would be our last one. So just in case, then make sure you're there.
What pet are you going to bring me next month?
Oh, goodness.
Okay, don't tell me. Thank you so much for being
Thank
here.
You.
Bless your heart for taking care of the animals. They take care of us.
Joey Pals, here is today's Joey English Desert Datebook. Here's Joey.
ACT Tours remind you there are 7 days in a week. Some day isn't one of them. Travel the world while you can. This Palm Springs-based operator has been customizing vacations since 1976 to all seven continents at prices you can afford. Go with a company you can trust that has been there, done that. Phone 322-1247 or visit act-tours.com for a menu of both international tours and day excursions. AIM Mail Center has UPS shipping, FedEx, USPS, packing supplies, boxes. You can rent a private, safe, secure, private mailbox. Or if you're going to your second home for the season, have AIM collect your mail or pack your treasures. They're over there at 1775 East Palm Canyon in the Smoke Tree Shopping Center. AIMMailCenters.com. For your March horoscope, go to Dana Haynes if you can get her to come down from the mothership. Her website is astrologyworldnews.com. The Desert Water Agency, DWA.org, reminds you current water restrictions are still in effect and don't run your sprinklers for up to 48 hours after rain. If you need help paying your water bill, go to dwa.org/H2O to see if you're eligible. Just Fabulous, with that wonderful website, the letter B, Just Fabulous, that's BeJustFabulous.com, has fabulous new merchandise for 2023. And they have the Gray Mollen Parker Palm Springs Photography Collection exclusively at, guess where? Just Fabulous. Lalo Tachikin says, connect with your angels during a reading with Lalo Tachikin, psychic to the psychics, to find out what the week, day, month, year, everything holds in store for you. Lalo's detailed messages delivered at his office overlooking Joshua Tree National Park in nearby Yucca Valley will astound you. Phone this gifted spiritual consultant at 401-1810 or visit his website, Lalo Visions, that's LaloVisions.com, for more information. It's a great gift idea, too. You'll thank me. The Palm Springs Aerial Tramway wants you to know summer passes go on sale April 1st. Pass holders get free parking, 10% off at Peaks and Pines restaurants, 10% off additional guests through July 31st, and right now there's fresh snow at the top of the Palm Springs Aerial Tram, pstramway.com. The Palm Springs Cultural Center / Camelot Theaters, home of the best popcorn in the Coachella Valley. Here are some things to pick from. Sunday's Keisha D weekly. Monday's Mon Petit Salon weekly. Tuesday's Jazz on the Second Floor weekly. Wednesday's Life is a Cabaret, selected evenings. And Thursday's Cocktails, Classics, selected evenings. Check everything out at psculturalcenter.org. The Palm Springs Post reminds you that their newsletter is the simplest, most succinct, easiest way to get immediate daily news briefs on your devices. Joey Pals, sign up for this newsletter. It's wonderful. ThePalmSpringsPost.com. Platt Wellness, where you can get Metabolic Solutions Incorporated. They have Platt Pro 5% Progesterone Cream. That's the bioidenticals I'm always talking about, with lavender essential oil, and it's known to have a natural calming effect. I bathe in it. Go to plattwellness.com. Thus endeth the reading of the Joey English Desert Datebook. Okay, Joey Pals, what a great week. Want to do it again? Okay, I'll be right here on Monday waiting for you. Until then, you be well and all the best.